AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Donald Trump has won the Republican presidential caucuses in Kentucky and the GOP primary in Louisiana. At a rally in Florida, the GOP candidate says he hopes the GOP race is narrowed down to him and Senator Ted Cruz.
I would love to take on Ted one-on-one. That would be so much fun because Ted can't win New York. He can't win New Jersey. He can't win Pennsylvania. He can't win California. I want Ted one-on-one.
Cruz has won Republican caucuses in Kansas and Maine. He told a crowd in Idaho his campaign has wide appeal.
We're seeing Republicans coming together. We're seeing conservatives coming together. We're seeing libertarians coming together. We're seeing all of us unite and stand together in defense of freedom and in defense of the Constitution.
On the Democratic side of the 2016 campaign, Senator Bernie Sanders won caucuses in Kansas and Nebraska. He spoke to supporters in Detroit.
As I understand it, Kansas had the largest voter turnout in the history of their caucus process, and I think we won that state very substantially.
Hillary Clinton won the Louisiana primary. Prosecutors say a man from Florida who landed his gyrocopter near the U.S. Capitol last spring nearly collided with a passenger jet.
Douglas Hughes says he planned this all out last spring to protest campaign financing.
I'm going to violate the no-fly zone nonviolently. I intend for nobody to get hurt.
In court papers, prosecutors say before Hughes landed the gyrocopter on the Capitol grounds, he was seconds away from colliding with a Delta jet that had just taken off from Reagan National Airport. He came within 1,400 yards. Prosecutors say if there was a collision, it would have been catastrophic. Hughes's lawyers question how close the gyrocopter was to the jet. Hughes will be sentenced next month.
This is AP Radio News. The Navy is giving another chance to thousands of sailors who otherwise would be kicked out for repeatedly failing their physical fitness tests because they exceeded body fat limits. The service loosened body fat restrictions in January and is allowing those who fail their exams three or more times to get one more opportunity to be tested this spring. Barking dogs in Anchorage, Alaska. Wagging tails and smiling faces were plentiful in downtown Anchorage Saturday as fans got to interact with the real stars of the Iditarod race, the sled dogs. Thousands of people lined the route for the ceremonial start of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. It's an event designed for fans, allowing them to interact with the mushers, take pictures, and pet the dogs. The competitive race starts Sunday in Willow, about 50 miles north of Anchorage. Course runs nearly 1,000 miles. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.